Well, why? We don't want the chayte to gain on the deal. In some of Neymar, how come the din is a natuna that a korban chatis does not need on the nesachim with it? Shloye korbanim huda. We do not want his korban to look nice. If so, that's the svara. Sankud that the chaminah chag would have thought to say. Hoyo v'yom Rabbi Shimon. Since Rabbi Shimon says shloye korbanim huda, maybe by minchas chayte. There's a svara the Torah doesn't want it to look nice. That's why you don't put. Oh, Shemin. And Levoino is so maybe he comes to love Psulim, Namitis Kasher. Maybe even if the Psulim made the Kemitza, maybe it's still is Kasher. As long as you have a Kemitza here, and it's not supposed to be Mahudur, it's not supposed to be so nice. So maybe even if a Zara or an onion does it, maybe it'll be Kasher. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush in the Mishnah now, that Echod Minchas Chaita also has these Psulim. Fred Gemari, Yachi, if so, Hosam Nami Lisni. It should have said the same chiddush then in Masechtas Vochim. Should have said it by Echatis. Should have said Echad Chatis Chelev. The Echad Kolas Vochim. Shekib Ludomim Zar Voinein. Poleim Lur Bishim Nitzruch. How come the Mishnah in Zvochim doesn't say like this? It on Echad Chatis Chelev. The Echad Kolas Vochim. As in the chiddush is according to Rabbi Shimon. Alma, what do we see from there? That keeping the Tony Lay Koil, since it says Kolas Vochim, for like a Tony Chutz, there's no exceptions. Is so Kulumashmo. Everyone is mashm, even chatas also. So hokinam yos by menachas also. Even the tana koil, since it says kolam menachas, but like a tani chutz, it doesn't say excluding anything. Kula mashma, it automatically be mashm even a minchas chayta. So still back to kasha. Why does the Mishnah have to say separately minchas chayta and a minchas and kolam menachas? Let it just say kolam menachas. So where it says no itzvah, still we need it here, because otherwise. Sakud that the Chimina would have thought to say, Hoyov Yakim Nalaresha, to like Rabbi Shimon, since the first Mishnah in the Masechta did not come out like Rabbi Shimon, that the first Mishnah says, Shalalu Shmo is Posl Oloyolu, and according to Rabbi Shimon, Shalalu Shmo is Kasha, so since the first Mishnah is not like Rabbi Shimon, I would have thought to say, Seif Namid like Rabbi Shimon, our Mishnah also is not like Rabbi Shimon, and the meaning to say, the only reason why these things are posel is only not according to Rabbi Shimon, but maybe according to Rabbi Shimon these things are kosher. Kamash Malon, that's why the Mishnah has the extra to say echad minchas chayt, meaning even according to Rabbi Shimon, still these things would be posel. So therefore, it's good where here it says echad minchas chayt vechad kol amenachas. The teacher says that even goes according to Rabbi Shimon. I wipe the zvachim not because zvachim does not have meaning to say it's not like Rabbi Shimon. But over here, there's a half minute to say, it's not like Rabbi Shimon, that's when you need the extra words. Minchas Chayt, the teacher's eating goes according to Rabbi Shimon. The Omar Rav says that Zar Shekomatz, if a Zar makes a Kmitza from a Mincha, so Yachzer, let him put it back and do it, and Kain can do it over again. It does not become possible. For the Gemara Ivor Nan, Psultanan, and our Mishnah says no, it says if a Zar does the Kmitza, it's possible. So Mura says, my Possel, you know what Possel means? Possel Lachi Yachzer. Just means to say it's possible until you put it back into the mincha. But if you put it back, you could redo it. For the Gemara Yehoki, if so, Hainu ben Beseira. If so, so what's the machlokes between the Tanakama and ben Beseira? That's what ben Beseira also says. If you make the kmitza b'smoil, put it back and do it over again. So, b'smash b'sa machlokes. According to Rav, there's no machlokes. So more so like this. If the claimant is still around, in a case where Zar made the Kemitza, if it's still around, he could just put it back again and let the claimant do it over again, just like Ben Maseira holds that Shita by Smoil. Could be the Rabbanim also like that. He pleaded with the Machlokes though, the Chosar claimants, in a case where after the Zar made the Kemitza, part of the Kemitza now got lost. Here's the Machlokes. Rabbanim, so Rabbanim hold, Le'yovim mitzvah beisav yimalenu. You're not allowed to bring more seilus from your house to fill up this mincha. You can't bring new one here. Therefore, since from the old one it's missing, therefore it's possible. But then the seilus sovereign, no, Yovim mitzvah beisav yimalenu. You're allowed to bring from your house and fill it up. That's the machlekes. Machlekes is in the case where it was chosar. After you made the kmitza, could you replace it or not? For the Gemara Yehochiv, that would be the pshat. Then Ben Beseira Oimer, Yachza V'yikum Etz B'yamin, why does Ben Beseira just say, put the Kemitza back and do it over again with your right hand? Ben Beseira Oimer, Yachza V'yovim Etech Beisov Yimalenu, V'yachza V'yikum Etz B'yamin Miboylei. It should have said that if Ben Beseira says, if a Kohen made the kmitza b'smoil, that, and then it got lost, he should have said, that Yovim Mitech Beisoy, let him go to his house and get some more, and fill it up, and then do it over again. Let it say the bigger chiddush then. So Marin says, Ki kom a Rav leben b'seiro. In Echonami, when did Rav say this halacha then? Only according to Ben B'Seir and Echonami. That Rav said, that a Zar Shekoma says Yachzor, it's not according to the Rabbanon in Echonami. The Rabbanon Taka Ogiyu on Rabbi Shimon, Stam. If a Zar makes a Kemitza, it's possible, that's it. But Rav is only saying according to Ben B'Seir. In other words, just like Ben B'Seir says by Smoil, if a Kohen does it with left and he can do it over again, so Rav is saying the same thing applies if a Zar does the Kemitza. So Rav says, Pshita, of course, what's your Chiddush? So Rav says, no. Ma the same, I would have thought to say, Ad kan lo ko machshe ben b'seir lo b'smol. When is ben b'seir machshe on it with his left hand? Avo b'sharp sulim loy. But maybe by sharp sulim, if a Zar does it, it won't be all kosher. You can't do it over again. Of apostle, kamash mulon, that's the chiddush of Rav. Even if a Zar does it, also could be redone according to ben b'seir. And the Mora says, what's the svara? What happened with that? The Mora says like this. Maishno smoil. What's that? So why would I thought only by smoil is Ben B'Seir Mata to redo it? Because the Ashkechon lo hachsher of Yom Kippurim. Because we find that on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol does not use his left hand for certain avodas. So therefore, since we find that with the smoil, here maybe Ben B'Seir holds the regular Kohen does the kmitz of his smoil, it's not a psul. You could do it over again. But maybe by charpsum, if a Zar does it, that there's never a heter for Zar to do the avoido, maybe there, if a Zar makes the kemitza, maybe it's possible, you cannot redo it. For the Gemara, so no, Zar nami haskechon lo hechsher b'shchita. Zar also does hechsher b'shchita, but Zar can make a shchita by every korban. Now, so maybe if a Zar makes the kemitza then, pshita, according to them, certainly could redo it. The Gemara says, no, I'll tell you, shchita lav avoidi. That the Zar could do an avoidi, the pshat is, a shchit is not called the beginning of the Dalar Avoidus. The Avoidus of Kuna first starts by Kabbalah, but a shchit is not called an Avoidah. That's why it's Mutter Bizarre. But an Avoidah like Smith, if Bizarre does it, it could be Avad, it'll be possible. Smith says, this true? The Loi, is it true that shchit is not an Avoidah? The Omer Rab Zeira, Omer Rav, Shchitas Pora Bizarre Psula. By the Pora Duma, if Bizarre does the shchit, is possible. And the Yom Rav Aloha Lozav Hukuk Sibbo. It says a Lozav, you need a Lozav HaKoin, need a Koin to make the Shechita by Paro. It says Hukuk Tekuva. So if you tell me Shechita is not an Avoido, why? What does the Torah say here that the Paro Duma has to have a Shechita with the Koin? Why? So Mora says no, Shani Paro the Kotcher by the Gabayas. So no Allah of Kotcher by the Gabayas, you have to have a Koin. Even though it's not called an Avoido. The Mora kind of swore this. The Lav Koldachin, who isn't this Kavachayma? Kotcher bedigabayis boy kuna, madder kotcher bedigabayis, needs a koyin, if so kotcher mizbech loy boy kuna, how could it be that kotcher mizbech does need a koyin? For sure kotcher mizbech need a koyin. Once you're telling me like kotcher bedigabayis, or for a duma that has less kadusha, you need a koyin for the shchita because it's called an avoida, so shchita by a regular korbin, kotcher mizbech should have to have a koyin for the shchita. Hello, my sins is Zahra's kosher, who it's right, it's not called an avoida. So it's a good kasha. What do you have to have a koyin by paradum before? So Amar Shisha bread Ravidi. Midid hevi amaras negoyin. I tell you, it's like the parsha of negoyin. When you have a neg in your house, or a neg on your clothing, or a neg on your body, that you need a koyin to check it out. Even though the lab avoidin, you know, it's not called an avoido. Oh boy, kuni, you need a koyin. So the same thing by paradum also, even though it's not called an avoido, still you need a koyin. Therefore, it's good why we would have thought only smoil. Is kosher according to Ben B'Seir, because there's a heter by Yom Kippur, Mashenk and Azad is never heter. Fred Gemar, why not? Fenelus mi Bama. By the Bama, even Azad could do the Avoidis. All the Avoidis there. There's the Azad as Hutra also. The Chitem, maybe you tell me, mi Bama lo yafini, we don't learn enough in the Bama. Fred Gemar, no. They again use the Bama for Techiach, for a Tanya, we learn like this. Mi nain li yoitzi, how do you even know if you have both the Kotchim that has the Psul yoitzi on it, took it outside the Azara? Shemolu layerit. If you put it on top of the mizbeach, you bring it in and burn it on top of the mizbeach. Then it's layerit. How do we know the mizbeach is mekadosh psul yotzei? Shere yotzei kosher b'bama. The proof was that by the bama there's no psul yotzei. So you see, we do learn out halachas from bamas. Someone says no, there is not a real limud. The main thing there, tana azoyz tera soila samachle. Because there is samach, he's samach on the pasuk of zoyz tera soila. So that's why it's im olo layerit. But if you have to learn out a limud of hutru by bum, it's not a proof. For the mar is so on the taima to yashmin and rav. So why do we say according to ben meseir ataka by all the psulim, the din is if a zar makes a kmitzi, could we do it? Only because rav told us this. Halav hachi without rav. Have I would have thought to say the sharp sulam possible ben mesera, that even by sharp sulam also ben mesera says it's possible. Only by small is he matter. That's what I would have thought to say. For the Gemara, how could you say that? For a time you learned, we have Yosef of Yudah, we have Lezer of Shimon Aimrim, Mashu Hoye ben mesera b'cholab sulam kulam. You see clearly, not only Rab, but they also say that according to ben mesera, any time a possible makes a kmitza, you could redo it. And Vatani, we also learned, the Komas Mishon, the Pasuk says, Mimokim Shiragli Hazara Medis, that you made the Kemitza from the place where the Zara is standing. Now, Ben Meser Roimer, Minan, how do I know? Shem Komas Bismel Shiachsa, Shiachsa, let him put it back again. Vyachsa Vikmas Bimin, Tam Lem, the Pasuk says, the Komas Mishon, meaning Mimokim Shakomas Kvar, even though Kemitza was already made, and Mash was made with Psul, you could redo it. If so, if this is the limud of Ben Meseira, v'chiv on the cross tomiksiv, since the pasuk is mash mistam, according to Ben Meseira, that even though you already once made a kmitza once, you could redo it. It says it's tam. If so, mali small or mali sharp sulim. So pshit, according to Ben Meseira, doesn't make enough kmina. Who made the first kmitza? Whether it was a zar or noinain or b'smoil, avadi could redo it. So what's the chiddush of Rav then? So where it says elohol kamashim on Rav. Rav teaching us like this, that komatz v'yafilu kiddush, that according to the Meseri, even if after you made the kmitza, the zar put it into a klishoris, was mekadosh the kmitza, still the kiddush means nothing, and you could redo it, put it back again. And this is the kiddush, because lafuki mani tanoi, it's not like these tanoim, the town you learned, Reb Yosi ben Yosim, Reb Yehuda nach the marmu, they say, the medav amurim, when does, according to the Meseri, say you could redo it? Shekomatz v'loy kiddush, that after the kmitza was not put in the klishoris. But if you made a kiddush on it, then post, you can't redo it. So you see, Rav is telling us not like this annoying. And Vika the army, some say, komat in kiddush loy. That know that Rav meant to say, only if you made a kmitza, and you did not make a kiddush. But if you made a kiddush, then you can't redo it. And come on, who's Rav teaching us then? Kani tano, not like this annoying. Ulafuki mitanakam, not like the tanakama. So the kid said, there is a kiddush here, whether you could redo it or not, if there was a Kiddush HaKli or not. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the other side. Just wait to the end of the tape, and then turn over. We'll continue on the other side. Yeah.